The God Serum Heist, written by Magnus Magneto, narrated by Maganda Marie. $800 billion of research, and those idiots left me alone with it. My fists smash through the glass, shards piercing my skin. I grab my prize, a small vial of serum. Ignoring the pain, I tore the cap off and downed its contents. My insides burned with pleasurable fire. The flames spread throughout my body, nuclear-powered nanomachines binding themselves to my cells. The cuts in my hands sealed before my very eyes, pushing out the glass shards. Within seconds, I was fully healed, feeling better than ever. While I didn't understand all the details, I knew I now contained the power of a dozen nuclear reactors. All I had to do was draw it out. Sirens blared as the lab entered lockdown. I walked to the exit, but as expected, the door was locked. This would be the first real test of what was codenamed the God Serum. I reached up and dug my fingers into the door's center, trying to tear open a hole. At first, nothing happened, but as I felt my hands and my forearms tingle, I knew to keep trying. If the serum was working correctly, it would rapidly increase my strength to meet any challenge. I struggled against the metal, feeling the fire in my forearms burn hotter while the tendons thickened. It's really happening, I thought, watching them continue to instantly grow before my eyes. After struggling for a few more seconds, my heart raced as my fingers slowly warped the steel. Not only did the God Serum work, but it was inside me. With a better grip on the door, I started to pull it open. As I slowly created an opening, my arms and back surged with power. The sound of bulging flesh filled the air as pound after pound of dense muscle materialized onto my frame, stretching against my skin. I pushed down with my legs, enjoying another burst of growth as my thighs rapidly swelled, filling out my pants. My strength skyrocketed as my body continuously evolved. Bones, tendons, and organs gained superhuman performance, matching my new muscles. My perspective shifted as I grew a few inches taller. Slowly, the opening widened, and within seconds, what had seemed impossible was becoming easy. Less than a few minutes after I drank the serum, I was already strong enough to tear open a solid steel door with my bare hands. My mind ran wild with fantasies of how powerful I might become. There was no consensus on how effective the nanomachines would be. This was the serum's first and only test. I continued to tear against the hole in the door, making it wider and taller. The growth slowed as the task became easier. By the time I finished ripping a large enough hole to exit through, the steel was mere cardboard in my fingers. I need a greater challenge to continue evolving. I took a moment to admire my body. Glancing down, I saw a pair of hulking arms filling out a lab coat that was loose a few minutes ago. Above them sat shoulders the size of small pumpkins. Indulgently, I flexed my arms, watching the hard outline of power stretch the sleeves until it split apart at the center. The sound of boots stomping down the hallway interrupted me. Time to see if I'm indestructible yet, I thought, casually stepping outside the lab. Fellas, this isn't a good idea for you, I said, a little surprised at how commanding my voice had become. My attempt at diplomacy was fruitless. Four taser chargers landed on my chest and torso, stinging slightly. The nanomachines inside me simply absorbed the electric charge. My abs and pecs quivered a little before thickening and hardening. Instead of subduing me, the attack only made me stronger. I gave a final warning. Last chance to walk away, I said, cracking my knuckles. Instead of heeding my advice, the guards reached for their pistols. I leapt forward faster than I expected. The next thing I knew, I held a crumpled handgun in my left hand, crushing it without even trying. I wound my right hand back and punched the closest guard in the chest, hard as I could. The blow sent him flying backward, soaring in the air of dozens of feet before crashing against the wall behind him. My right arm burned for a second, before I felt its muscles tighten and grow a little. I knew the nanomachines would help my body react to any situation it was exposed to, but I never imagined how quickly and easily it would happen. I heard the other guards fire their weapons, followed by the stinging of metal slugs slamming against me. A dozen shots were fired, all of them hitting me. Bullets adorned my chest, arms, and torso. They all sat lodged inside of me, like I was already made of Kevlar. I grunted loudly and flexed my entire body. All at once, the muscles surged with growth, pushing out the lodged bullets. There was a familiar tingling as my skin repaired itself, the wounds instantly sealing up. "That felt pretty good," I said, with a chuckle. "You guys got any more ammo?" With trembling hands, the guards fumbled a little as they reloaded their pistols. I considered ending the fight sooner, but wanted to see if I was bulletproof yet. With fresh clips, they fired again. The bullets no longer penetrated my skin. Instead, they crumpled against me, bouncing off harmlessly. I casually put my hands behind my back. "Ugh, feels like a massage," I chuckled, as the guards emptied their handguns again. The men stared, awestruck and terrified at what was happening. Ready to get on with my day, I grabbed their heads and slammed them together, knocking both out instantly. I took a moment to breathe. Looking down, I noticed how tight my lab coat was against my now tremendously muscular body. The Swiss cheese-like bullet holes revealed glimpses of a thick, rippling 8-pack, covered in flawless, smooth skin. Well, I was tempted to tear my clothes off and ogle my body, but decided I should escape the facility first. I ran towards the exit, amazed at how fast I was. Within seconds, I dashed through the hallway that usually took me minutes to walk down. Turning a corner, I predictably found another shut security door. "Let's see how tough I am now," I thought, before lowering my head and sprinting full speed at the door, slamming it with my shoulder like a football tackle. The impact shook the door and left a massive dent. My entire body strengthened in response. "I can do better than that," I thought, backing up to the end of the hallway and sprinting towards the door again, even faster this time. As my shoulder connected, I burst through the steel like it was a sheet of paper. The rush from that victory faded as I saw my next obstacle. It was another guard, but this one was far more dangerous. He was piloting a mechanical suit of nuclear-powered armor. While the tech wasn't as advanced as the serum I drank, the suit still granted its wielder enough strength to crush a tank with their bare hands,